can't see.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. We're in a second special session. It is August 7th, 2020. The time is 10:01 a.m. and we are on day 3 of our agenda. Congresswoman Lemon, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Yes, thank you, Speaker. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today thankful for the rain blessing that you gave us this morning. We ask that you please be with us in our decision-making for our people. We ask that you wrap your arms around any persons who are incarcerated, who are in suffering in any way, and that you lift them up, let them know that they are loved. We thank you for helping us to make right decisions and good decisions and informed decisions. And we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please. Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Rebard.
Present.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt. That's you. Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal, which is attached to the calendar and the email sent out by the clerk.
Motion to approve the journal. Walker. Second, with Big Horse.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the journal for August 6, 2020, and seconded. Discussion. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Okay, the journal for August 6 is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report? Seeing none, standing committees.
Madam Speaker.
Yes, Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, Madam Speaker. Without objection, I have two committee reports. The first being Government Operations, Bill Number ONCA 20-58, an act to amend the Boards Act at 15 ONC subsection 5-102, 5-103, 5-104, and 5-106, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Shaw. The date of the meetings was August the 5th and 6th. Final committee action was no recommendation to Congress, with 5 yes votes from Maker, Keene, Shaw, Walker, and Big Horse. And then Culture also met yesterday on Bill Number ONCA 20-63, an act to authorize and appropriate $250,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for an interpretive plan, pre-design services, and master planning for Osage Nation Museum expansion, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Sponsor was Congressman Big Horse. Co-sponsor was Congressman Maker. Date of the meeting was August the 6th. Final committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes, Stabe, Rebard, Keene, Maker, and Big Horse. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Speaker?
Yes, Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. I would like to move to withdraw ONCA 2058.
Second.
Okay. Motions made and seconded to withdraw ONCA 2058. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, ONCA 2058 has been withdrawn. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. The Health and Social Services Committee met, and I have three reports. Bill number ONCA 2059, an act to remove the Health Authority Board's duty to make all personnel decisions and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. We met August 5th and August 6th. The final committee action is due pass. Voting yes was myself, Big Horse, Good Fox, and Pratt. Voting no, Stabler and Tillman. The second committee report I have is for ONCA 2060, an act to amend the limitations on expenditure of health revenue and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Paula Stabler. The committee met on August 5th and 6th. The final committee action is due pass with amendments with the unanimous vote from the committee. The last piece of legislation I have to report on is bill number ONCA 20-62, an act to amend the health clinic construction fund for the healthcare needs of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Paula Stabler. We met yesterday, August 6th. The committee action is due pass with a unanimous vote from the committee. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Okay, thank you.
Speaker Walker.
Congressman Walker.
Committee met yesterday, considered bill number ONCA 2061, and act to amend 11 ONC 4 or section 4-1021 of the Higher Education Scholarship Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Final committee action is due pass with amendment. Voting yes, Walker, Tillman, Lemon, Maker, and Pratt.
Thank you, Congressman. Can you be sure to mute your phone, please? 62. Okay, are there any other standing committees? All right, just bear with me for a second because I am, we're working without copies before us, so I'm trying to open all of these.
Speaker Pratt, Walker.
Congressman Walker.
I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2059, 2060, 2061, 2062, and 2063 on today's agenda on general order day two.
Second.
Second.
Okay, well, motion's been made to move 59. Repeat the numbers, and then there's also a second, so there's no discussion.
The numbers are 59, 60, 61, 62, and 63. All of the bills that were read out this morning except for
the
Congressman Shaw's bill, so she moved to withdraw.
All right. Well, all right. All those in favor say yes. Any opposed say no.
Madam Speaker, request
requesting a roll call vote.
Sorry, who is up? Okay, I really didn't know who it was, so Congressman Potts.
You're requesting a roll call vote.
Roll call, please. Yeah, because I couldn't hear who was.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
No.
Congressman Keane?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Revard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker? Congressman?
No.
No?
Yes, apparently somebody's wanting to do something with another bill, so we'll vote no.
Congressman Big Horse? Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Speaker Pratt?
No. Okay, the motion fails. So we are at the point of General Order Day 2, and I was unable to, Congressman Walker made his motion before I was able to discuss. Some things have transpired over the last 24 hours. And we do have new members, so I want to sit here and talk through this. That we've received new information from the executive branch. I just received some emails from the assistant chief regarding appraisals, et cetera. I will need to forward them, and I literally just received them, and then it was time to take our seats. So I'm going to need to forward those. Also, in conversations, there seems to be some regarding some of the legislation. And in the special sessions, they have to be voted up or down or withdrawn. And if some people are uncomfortable voting because they still have a few questions left, then as opposed to saying, I need this one question answered, but so I'm going to have to vote no, then we have the opportunity to continue session. And so as opposed to it looking like we could finish today, as opposed to voting no, if you believe that you have questions that could be answered, and we have received some new information, we can also continue to request that information that you're not feeling comfortable with. So we have the ability to keep going. As you know, we can be here 10 days, we can extend even for a few more, but yeah, it's just an example to say, I have one burning question, I really need to know it, but I don't have it yet, so I'm gonna vote no, then we can stay here and hopefully you can get your question answered and possibly support. But at the end of the day, if you have that information and you still disagree, then that's okay. And you can vote yes or no. But to not have that information and simply vote it down because of that, then I would feel comfortable. There are many members who would feel comfortable if we go ahead and just stay here, because we can do that. So at this point, we have certain bills right here. We have the four bills that are here. And then 5 more that need to come. As opposed to sending them to General Order Day 2, we could sit here and work through General Order Day 2, the ones that we have on the agenda for today, and get that far, or we, without moving any others onto the agenda, and just kind of go through the process, and we can even, if the chair, committee chairs wish to do so, I would sign emergency meetings to continue to meet today or tomorrow, as we had talked about having a session tomorrow. Or we can just pick up Monday and sort of regroup after we decide where we are when we get through this agenda. So those are multiple options. I've heard from several members, but I haven't heard from all members, so I just need to know where we want to go together. Congresswoman Good Fox.
I'd like to move that ONCR 2021 be sent from general order day two back to the Committee of Jurisdiction, and I'll be setting committee meetings all next week.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to return ONCR 2021 to the Commerce Committee and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no.
Okay. Walker, no.
Walker is a no. Thank you. Okay, Congresswoman Good Fox.
Make a motion to move ONCA 2060 from general order day two. Is that where that's at? Oh, that's the one that was just read in?
Yeah. Oh. Return it to committee.
You haven't referred it to committee yet? Oh,
Madam Speaker.
I ask for it to go to the Committee of Jurisdiction.
Congressman Potts.
Make a motion for a 5-minute recess.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded for a 5-minute recess. All those in favor say yes.
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 We are in recess for 5 minutes.